Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Staying on the subject of Afghanistan, the Taliban has just cut off all telecommunications with Panjshir province, just the north of Kabul. Now, why did they do that? Why should you care why they did that? What's Panjshir province? It's a province north of Kabul. The reason they did it is because there are warlords up there who are anti-Taliban, who are going to fight. And remember, when we went into Afghanistan 20 years ago, the Taliban was besieged by warlords. These are different ethnic groups. Some of them have a slight twist on Islam, just a slight twist. Not going to put up with this stuff. So they have isolated Panjshir province. Now, what should we do about it? Should we ally with Panjshir province and try to drive the Taliban out? We already drove the Taliban out, but you can't drive them out forever without keeping American troops there forever, because the native troops will not continue to resist. Why won't they continue to resist? Because it's their culture. The Taliban are simply the logical expression of jihad. Jihad requires the extermination or forced conversion of all apostates. It's as simple as that. Jihad means struggle in Arabic, and Islam means submission in Arabic. So it doesn't matter who's in charge over there. They all believe the same thing. The only question is to what degree of extremism. The reason these warlords are fighting is for their own power and because they don't want to be wiped out. I don't think that we should go in there again and start backing up the warlords. I mean, we're already in there and we can suppress it as long as we want, but the culture, you can't save a people from its own culture. You simply can't do that. It doesn't work. What we can do, and should we even do this, is bomb the Taliban as they go into Panjshir province, give them a good tickling. The problem with that is somebody has to run Afghanistan. Somebody has to run Afghanistan, and it will be run according to Sharia, no matter what. The question is how moderate or immoderate the Sharia. That's the only question. The Taliban, believe it or not, are forcing grown men to wear long beards. If they see a guy who's clean shaven or has a scraggly little beard, they'll beat the hell out of him. I'm not kidding. They see a woman who isn't in a burqa, they'll whack her with a cane or rape her. And this is the ultimate expression of their culture. So what do you do? I think what you do is, and this is something I'm sure our diplomats are doing, there are three fronts in which our adversaries are fighting the Taliban. We can encourage the Taliban. We can encourage them and the Taliban to keep it up. And in one case, the warlords are not our adversaries, and there are things we can do to help them. Here's what I mean by that. China, Russia, and the warlords. China has a border with Afghanistan, about 45 miles. China locks up Uyghurs. Who are Uyghurs? They're Turkic people. Some of them have very light hair and blue eyes. They're originally from Turkey 1,000 years ago, and they're Sunni Muslims. And China's not going to put up with jihad. Not only don't they permit the immigration of it, like Europe and the United States, they shut it down. But there are Uyghurs in Afghanistan who don't like the fact that their cousins and brothers and sisters are being locked up. And so the more the Uyghurs, and so far they haven't done it, the Sunni Muslim Uyghurs in Afghanistan do cross-border operations into China, the better. And the Chinese Belt and Road engineers come in, and some of them have already been killed. The minute a Chinese delegation shows up, and outside of a fancy, not a fancy, but any hotel in Kabul, they'll be killed. The Ruskies, the same thing. The Ruskies invaded in 1979. They were there for 10 years. They finally got out in 1989. And a lot of them were killed because they're also apostates. They and the Chinese, in the eyes of jihad and in the eyes of Islam, are apostates. They're different religions and they're different races. And so the fact of the matter is, the Ruskies already have armed units on the Tajikistan border with Afghanistan. Tajikistan used to be part of the Soviet Union, and they're going to have to watch their P's and Q's. They don't have the Americans to pacify things. Now, the warlords are not our adversaries, and there are things we can do to assist them without putting in American troops. So there you have it. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Taliban are still operative, in control in Afghanistan, and we have got to be able, and we will, to get at them. And you have to do something for Afghanistan. Simply, you can't have 35 million people starve. But it's a defective, rabid culture. Here back at home, there's an absolutely fascinating development. There was a guy named John Pierce who represented Kyle Rittenhouse, remember? The guy who shot two people in Kenosha. He was fired by the family because he couldn't account for millions of dollars that had been raised to defend Kyle Rittenhouse. You know what he did? He surfaced to represent insurrectionists. He represents about 16 of them. Suddenly, he stopped appearing in court, and a guy named Ryan Marshall from his law firm showed up and said, John Pierce is on the point of death. He's on a ventilator from COVID, and I'll take over. Two problems with that. John Pierce wasn't on a ventilator and wasn't on the point of death. He had a fever and he didn't feel well, and he's lying low. And number two, Ryan Marshall is not a licensed lawyer. He's not a licensed lawyer. He's also facing two felony charges in Pennsylvania for defrauding a widow and her late husband when Ryan Marshall clerked for a judge. So a guy accused of felonies who's not a lawyer, a licensed lawyer, shows up to substitute momentarily for a guy when they're lying about his having been on a ventilator. This is Rittenhouse, Kyle Rittenhouse's defense personified. This is the January 6th insurrectionist defense personified. It puts, believe it or not, the prosecutors in a bit of a quandary. They want to go ahead with the prosecutions, but when in bad faith people keep doing this, the judge can discipline those lawyers. He should discipline Pierce, and he should discipline this guy, Ryan Marshall, say they can never practice in his court again and turn him over to the bar. And he can do that. But then the insurrectionists are unrepresented. Say what my solution is. It's not my problem or the judge's problem to get them a lawyer. What you do is you send out a notice. You send out a notice to these insurrectionist defendants that they have 30 days to find a new lawyer. And if they're indigent, they apply to the local legal aid, you know, the local or the federal defender, and they'll give the way to do that. And then they show up in 30 days. And the guy that lied about being on a ventilator and the guy that lied about being a licensed lawyer facing a felony conviction are not going to darken the door of the court again. We've got to be a little firm with these people. Why is this radio station the only one that says these things? Why are we letting these 16 insurrectionists game the system? Delay, 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 baloney. Pierce and Marshall are out. Out, out they go. These guys are 30 days. If they want to come in pro se, we call it, P-R-O and then S-E, they want to come in without a lawyer, they're entitled to do that. We don't advise it. Prosecutor like them to get a lawyer. Go to legal aid, go to the public defender, go to the federal defender. But let's get going here. Let's get going. I mean, the guy, that major that killed all those soldiers in Fort Hood was sentenced to death 7 or 8 years ago, and he's still hanging around getting fed. Enough's enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.